Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock as we open up the Monday version of Feedback. Today, the first opening discussion is going to seem like common sense. And it seems like, well, you know, it's more for clarification so that we can move forward this year and have good discussions about other issues that we know will pop up. But I want to clarify some things. I have always said that discussions, investigations, critique has got to be handed out equally. If a conservative or a Republican does something stupid, then they have to be handled and critiqued and examined the exact same way as I would ask that liberals and the Democrats be done. And so that brings us to the Chris Christie issue. The feds are now saying that they are going to be looking into, and probably have been doing it for a while, investigating whether or not Christie improperly used relief funds from Hurricane Sandy in order to produce some tourism ads that starred him and his family. Do you remember seeing those?
I don't.
I believe they showed him walking down the beach. I think there was a Japanese whaler in the background. But I shouldn't do that. I've been reticent to do any big jokes on Christie, so I take that back. Anyway, there's some question as to whether or not he misappropriated some funds from the Hurricane Sandy relief. I find this to be a double-edged sword. First of all, let me say this, and this is where the clarification comes in. It's redundant, and common sense should say we don't need to say this, but apparently, if you listen to the first 3 hours of the program, common sense isn't as common as it once was. If Christie misappropriated funds, if he used relief efforts, relief cash inappropriately to make a commercial to say, hey, everything's fine, come on back to Jersey, well, then that's got to be handled, and he's got to be held accountable for that, all right? The weak argument could be made, well, part of recovering from Hurricane Sandy is letting the tourists know it's safe to come back so that we can rebuild, and I'm sure that's part of the discussion that'll be used. But when somebody donates money to a hurricane relief and they want it to go to food and blankets and medicine and it ends up making a TV commercial, I would have a problem with that. I really would. If Christie is guilty of doing something that's wrong, he needs to be held accountable for it. He needs to pay the penalty, and that's just the end of the discussion. That's exactly the way it's got to be. But don't you find it a little hypocritical, just a little, when you have someone like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is the head of the Democrat National Committee, saying that we have to go after Christie, that this bridge scandal cannot be allowed to pass without punishment, that also now this additional investigation gets piled on. Don't you find it a little hypocritical that she's saying this when asked about the White House scandals? Her response is, well, no, there's no scandals. There's no issue here. Don't you find that just a little hypocritical?
Well, she's doing what a head of a national committee does, just as Reince Priebus downplays the Republican scandals as head of the Republican National Committee. Reince Priebus had some interesting comments about Christie over the weekend, saying he thinks the governor can bounce back from this and will be a viable presidential candidate in the primaries. I do, too. I think because we have a short memory when it comes
Absolutely.
To stuff like this.
I think the headlines coming out saying that it has derailed the train to the presidency. It's like, I'm sorry, what?
And then the other comment was from Fox reporter Britt Hume yesterday on one of the Sunday shows.
I like Britt. He's usually pretty even-handed.
He used to be. Not so much anymore. But,
all right, what do you mean?
But his comment yesterday about Christie was fairly interesting. He said that Christie is a, and I'm paraphrasing now, I don't have the comment in front of me, he's a masculine and muscular man who is being taken to task because of our feminized society these days.
Let me chew on that a little bit.
Or you can find it. Just punch in Britt Hume, Chris Christie, and it'll take you to the actual quote. But
that, it's a very interesting comment that Britt Hume made, because you have to admit, you look at the typical man that is depicted on television in sitcoms, commercials, and honestly, you and I are portrayed as fops.
We would go back to the knuckle-dragging Neanderthal portrayals of the human male.
There is a difference between being a weak, insecure, mama's boy fop that can't make his own decisions and wears pastels, and a guy that is wearing too many gold chains.
You haven't been watching Game of Thrones, have you?
There's a difference, okay? You don't have to make a choice between it all being Richard Simmons or Tony Soprano.
Uh-huh.
There is a difference, and there is a middle ground where you can have a strong, masculine man that is capable of understanding and compassion, but yet is still a leader. We are turning it appears that Britt Hume may have struck a nerve, because it appears that the desire of media and entertainment industry is to portray man as not the leader, as just not strong, as weak-minded, and it has to chew on everything before he can make a decision. And then those individuals that are able to make a decision, that are able to say, no, this is right, this is wrong, and are able to lead, are vilified. It is a very clear. Now, is that all of Christie's problems? No. Is it contributory? Yeah, I'm going to say it's contributory. Sure, I'll go along with that. He is portrayed as a bull in a china shop. He's portrayed as a hothead, quick to act.
And there are reasons why he's portrayed that way, because in many cases he is.
Well, again, though, there is a difference between being a hothead and being an individual that has the ability to assess a circumstance and act quickly. Not everything has to be a bureaucratic nightmare.
I also thought the other thing I found fascinating was his description as muscular. Yeah, Chris Christie is big. Chris Christie is, you know, larger than life. I'm not sure muscular would be the first term you'd use, right?
Well,
that would be like calling you muscular.
You want to find out, Spunky? You feeling froggy? Jump. There does take a bit of muscle to heft around such a manly frame.
I see. Okay, that's one way of looking at it, I suppose.
I fortunately have not been one to see Christie with his shirt off, and to see whether it's a six-pack or a pony keg under there.
A six-pack? I don't think Chris Christie had a six-pack when he was 20 years old.
Who knows? Who knows? To cast aspersions on the man's credibility as a political figure for just because of his physical attributes.
No, I didn't do that at all. I was just commenting on Britt Hume's description of him.
All right. Now, also, to be even-handed in this, there is the flip side that we have to discuss. I believe that it is hypocritical for the federal government to go after Chris Christie and not hold themselves as accountable. It's hypocritical. Do I believe that Christie should be held accountable if he has done wrong? Yes, I do.
Corruption in New Jersey? It's like that scene in Casablanca.
Know.
Gambling at Rick's place in Casablanca?
Shut up!
I'm shocked!
I know. I'm stunned. And I believe that Christie knew what happened. I believe Christie is a very knowledgeable man in running his state. And along with that means that he has to do business with, some unsavory characters. I believe that's part of having to be in politics in New Jersey and other parts of our nation as well. All right, so let's talk about the other side of the hypocrisy. And what does this really mean? It means we got a bigger fight on our hands than many people realize. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Call in, give us your opinion. 715-845-2155.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I am very disappointed in the scandals that are that seem to be surrounding Christie on a fairly regular basis. To me, that is another example of government done the wrong way. It does not have to be done this way. When you become a politician, it does not mean you have to do things that are corrupt. The problem comes in that it's easy to do things under the table. It's easy to clip a corner. It's easy to kind of go the easy way. It is very difficult. It is political suicide to not play the game.
Well, and we've talked about this before, and I think there's only one way to get the corruption, to get the bribery, to get the criminal activity out of governing, and that is to get the worry about being reelected out of governing.
Mm-hmm. That's a big key of it. That's a big part of it.
If you put term limits in, if you put some sort of limit as to whether or not the guy or lady is going to run for reelection, they won't have to worry about pandering to everybody that's going to write them a campaign check.
And that has become a brutal issue because campaigning now is a very expensive prospect.
Yeah.
You have to be on television. You have to be in social media.
I think it's
have to be everywhere.
I think it's fascinating that these consultants have price tags on particular seats. They know how much it's going to cost to win a U.S. Senate seat.
Yeah.
They know how much it's going to cost to become a governor.
Yeah.
I mean,
because
just,
they've done it enough and they know
wrong.
How much it costs. They know.
But that's just wrong.
Well, I understand.
There's a price tag on
But the price tag comes from they've done so many of these races. They know, all right, you're going to have to go here. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to appear here. We're going to have to put so many signs out on the yards. We're going to have to get so many people out there to spend the. And they understand. They have analyzed the cost.
But the idea that you could take a candidate that could not win normally and actually win if you spend enough money.
No, I don't think that's correct. You cannot get a loser to win. No. No, there still has to be the content of character of the candidate. You can't get somebody on a wholesale level. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't occur, but there has to be something about the candidate that appeals to the voter. It can't just be all schlock and propaganda, okay? If you honestly believe that, then I question why you believe and why you have such a problem when I bring attention to the underhanded and corrupt way propaganda is used with the current administration.
I don't argue that this is used by this administration and every administration before them to get their person elected.
So the main thing I was wanting to make sure that everybody understands is that I find this issue with Christie to be abhorrent. This is another example of bad government. There shouldn't be an issue with this guy's staffers. Now, first of all, I personally believe Christie knew. I don't believe he's the kind of guy that has a staffer that does something like that, especially his highest level staffer, and he doesn't know about it. I don't buy that for a second.
Isn't the idea that the staffer doesn't tell him about it to keep him insulated from this stuff?
I don't buy it.
So he can go out before reporters and say truthfully, I knew nothing about it? Plausible deniability?
Okay, if that's the case, I don't like that either. Here's the thing. Christie needs to be leading by example. Obama needs to lead by example. Governors lead by example. They have to stand up and do the right thing,
not only in the public eye. He fired him.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in the private meetings that there's no press, there's no public. You don't go, all right, listen, what can we do to this guy to get him out of the way? All right? What do you got on? Go out and find some dirt. What do we got on him that can get this out of the way? Oh, you got an idea? I don't want to know anything about it. You just take care of it. That is leading by the example that is wrong. Lead by example by saying, no, we are going to stand on the virtues of what is right and wrong, and we will live and die by that. So come hell or high water, regardless of what happens, we know we did it the right way. That can be infectious.
It would be nice if we could live in a world like that. I'm not sure high-level politics will ever work that way, regardless of who's in power, whether it's Barack Obama and Joe Biden or George W. Bush and Dick Cheney.
Well, again, to not try just because it's hard or you don't know that it will work is, first of all, it's an insult to human nature. And it is a defeatist attitude, because one man, one action, standing up for doing the right thing can have a monumental impact on the circumstances around him.
Yeah, but we don't have Gandhi running for political office in this country. We don't have people like that running for political office in this country. Most of the politicians in this country are grasping personalities. They're type A personalities that need the love that they get when they go out on the stump.
This is a very interesting difference between you and I. And I'm not going to jump on you, because there are a lot of politicians that are exactly like that. But there are a lot of guys and women that have gotten into the game of politics because they, honest to God, feel they can make a difference. They truly believe.
And then the system runs them over like a steamroller.
See, and this is what I'm talking about. You are so negative and so defeatist and so willing to just give up.
It's negative as much as it is pragmatic. I mean,
no, you're saying, oh, there's no use in even trying. Why should I even try?
It's like trying to turn a steamship around on the Wisconsin River.
Yeah. And?
It ain't going to happen. It'll run aground.
No. Your example, yes, you can't turn, you know, there's the physics. You can't turn 80 feet around in a 40-foot wide canal. I understand that. But that's not what we're talking about.
Getting the corruption out of American politics, getting the
well, you're not going to get rid of all of it.
The grasping for money, the grubbing for money out of
American politics. You're not going to get rid of all of it, but you can have a sense of shame. Listen, when Nixon left office, there was shame.
Not on the part of Richard Nixon. Did you ever see him at the helicopter?
Yes, I understand that. When Nixon left office, there was shame. There was disappointment. There was an air of things have gone horribly wrong here. You got a guy, Ford, came in after him and committed political suicide by pardoning the president.
And also chose as his vice president the guy who was responsible for the massacre at Attica. I mean, the political decisions in this country are just, well, I mean,
it's no use. You are an individual who is determined to see everything negative and trying to pry out of you the ability to see something hopeful. I don't understand why you insist on just having everything be negative. I don't understand that.
Because hope in American politics is not realistic at this point in time.
No.
It's just not.
All right, we're going to take our first break. Second break. When we come back, let's take your phone call. 715-845-2155.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.